time, we're going to talk about the Tasmanian tiger. Thousands of years ago, the thylacine called Australia home. But it's been extinct in Australia since the last Tasmanian tiger died in the Hobart Zoo in 1936. The cause of their extinction on the mainland and in Tasmania may not be what we once thought, though, with new research released earlier today. Associate Professor and lead researcher from the University of Adelaide, Jeremy Austin, explained to The Wire's Rebecca St. Clair what his research means for our knowledge about the extinction of the Tasmanian tiger.
Most people know that Tasmanian tigers went extinct in Tasmania in 1936, but a lot of people don't realise that Tasmanian tigers, or thylacines, used to occur across most of mainland Australia as well. And they went extinct there about 3,000 years ago. And one question we're interested in looking at was, why did they go extinct on the mainland but not in Tasmania? And what we did was we collected bones, subfossil bones from thylacines from the mainland and also from museum specimens and bones from Tasmania, and looked at the DNA in those bones. And using that DNA, we can reconstruct the relationships between the Tasmanian population and the mainland population, and also when the mainland population went extinct, and possibly the timing of anything that was happening in Tasmania. And I think the really important thing we found is that there was a population crash, or what we call a population bottleneck, in Tasmania at almost exactly the same time that the mainland population went extinct.
Everyone kind of believes that certain factors had a negative impact. Mm-hmm. Would those factors still have played a role as well?
One of the problems with understanding the extinction of thylacines is that the three main factors that have been put forward are humans, so Aboriginal hunting or competition, dingoes, and climate change. And all of those things occurred almost at exactly the same time. So actually trying to identify which one was really the cause of the extinction is almost impossible when they all are around at exactly the same time. The only thing that was present in both Tasmania and on the mainland was climate change, because there weren't dingoes in Tasmania, never were. And we don't think that the human populations changed dramatically 3,000 or 4,000 years ago in Tasmania. So what we're suggesting is that climate change perhaps started the demise of thylacines on the mainland, but it was potentially the additional pressure of dingoes and or humans that actually caused the final extinction on the mainland. And that's why perhaps thylacines survived in Tasmania, because they didn't have these additional pressures. They managed to just survive the climate change and then pulled out of this population nosedive and came back up. And their population numbers were reasonably healthy when Europeans arrived. And then, of course, Europeans went out and hunted and shot them all to extinction.
What was the most surprising part of your research?
I think identifying that there had been this population crash in Tasmania. So all of the debate about thylacine extinction is all focused on what happened on the mainland, and all people really thought about is, well, they survived in Tasmania, so therefore it must have been dingoes or humans. But by showing that the thylacines had survived this population crash in Tasmania at about the same time that they'd gone extinct on the mainland, at least to us, that kind of really suggests that there was some common driver of both the extinction and the population crash. So I think that's the really interesting part. And I guess for us, it's just, you know, confirming about the timing of the extinction on the mainland, because there's been, again, some debate about exactly when they went extinct.
Global temperature is rising now more than ever. Do you think that other animals could face extinction on the mainland because of higher temperatures?
Yeah, certainly one of the take-home messages from research such as this is that climate change is bad. The impacts can happen quite quickly, and it can happen over very large areas. So you imagine thylacines were wandering southern Australia, which is a very large area, and they went extinct across the whole of southern Australia more or less at the same time. So, yeah, that is a warning that, you know, climate change we know is bad, but very rapid climate change, which is the sort of thing that happened 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, is really dangerous for many animal populations and probably plant populations as well. And so, yes, we probably are facing another extinction crisis.
So you've spent 10 years on this research, and now that it's finished, what's next for you and your research endeavours?
Well, we keep using these DNA technologies to look at other extinct and endangered animals in Australia. So we have students working on northern hairy-nosed wombats, which are a highly endangered species of wombat from central Queensland. And we're trying to understand how and why have they disappeared over most of their range in the last 200 or 300 years, how much genetic diversity is left. We have other projects looking at night parrots and other threatened species of birds and mammals. And we're using these techniques essentially to travel back through time to see what was here thousands of years ago or before Europeans arrived, and what's left and how we can save what is left using these new DNA technologies.
There has been a recent outbreak of sightings of Tasmanian tigers around Australia. Do you think that there is a chance that they could still be alive?
I personally don't think that there are any thylacines left anywhere, either in Australia or in Tasmania, simply because for a predator population to survive 200 years, there must be a population of several hundred individuals. And if there are several hundred individuals living in the Adelaide Hills or in southwestern Victoria or in Tasmania, one of them in 200 years would have been shot or trapped or hit by a car or otherwise found dead.
Associate Professor and Lead Researcher Jeremy Austin with the disappointing news that there aren't any thylacines left. He was speaking to The Wire's Rebecca St. Clair.